Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Turn with me in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Our Heavenly Father, I pray today, Lord, that you watch over this congregation. Lord, I pray that you open our hearts and our minds to your word, that you might give us what we must receive and what we need to receive. We might have that better life that is in Christ. And for that, we'll give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The word blessing in the Greek means eulogy. Most of you have been to funerals and you've heard a eulogy. That means speaking well of someone. So what God said is he has given you every spiritual blessing. So he is speaking well of you and he's giving you the blessing to speak well of everyone else. So if he has given us the opportunity to see something good in everything and everyone, then why don't we follow it? Why do we always live in a world that's always negative and looking for the negative and looking to put someone down and looking to tear someone up? Because that is the way of the world. But you're not of the world, you are of Christ. So you're supposed to be a blessing. The Bible says in Psalms 118, verse 26, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. Isaiah 65:14, my servant will sing out the joy of their hearts. Numbers 23:20, behold, I will receive a command to bless. When he is blessed, then I cannot revoke it. God is telling us to go out into the world and be a blessing. That means that we must have a positive attitude. That means that we must have a positive outlook on life. That means that we got to look for the good in people, look for the good in our work, look for the good in our family, look for the good in our circumstances. We must be looking for that because when we see that, we see God. We should want to be a blessing. Let me tell you why. It's very attractive. If you are a blessing to people, they love to see you come into the hospital. They love to see you come into the house. They love to see you come into church. They love to see you come to a family gathering, not because you tell jokes, but because you bless them. You are an encouragement to them. If you wonder why no one likes you and no one wants to be around you, maybe it's because you just complain too much. God shows us and tells us that that will turn people away. You say, but preacher, the people I talk to are as negative as I am. Bingo. My daddy always said, birds of a feather flock together. But pretty soon they fall out with one another. Because no one likes being around that. And God tells us we're supposed to go out and give encouragement. How much more encouragement could you give to a dying man than there's eternal life? How much more encouraging could you be to someone that is hungry than to give them food? How much more encouraging could you be to someone that doesn't have a good self-image to look for them, find that good nugget in their life and build upon it? That's what God is telling us to do. We as Christians, we from Heritage Church of God, you who are sitting here, everyone that you meet, you should be able to encourage. Every place that you go, you should bring a ray of sunlight. The old song says, do not wait on some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed a light afar. Too many duties ever near you, now be true. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor may guide across the bar. So brighten the corner where you are. Have you been doing that? That is what God tells us to do. He has told the church to do that from generation to generation. But you can't do that until you have the joy of the Lord in your heart. That means that you have overcome the difficulties in your life by the faith that you have in Him. He is bigger than your problems. He's bigger than your circumstances. He's bigger than your life. He is eternal, and He has built you an eternal home. Because of that, I have joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart. I have the joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I have the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. I have the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus down in my heart. We remember that song from when we were a child. But when we have it there, then we can spread the joy and the hope and the strength. Let's say you're really sick. And you go into the doctor. And the doctor looks at you. Well, what's the matter with me? You're sick. You know how many sick people I see a day in this office? I mean, I see people that are sicker than you, not many. Take this medicine, I'll probably see you in another week. That's not much encouragement. You want someone that's going to give you hope. Now, maybe your doctor won't, but your friend should. Your Christian friend must. We are here to spread the hope that we have in Jesus, the faith that we have in Christ. Climb, climb up Sunshine Mountain, let heavenly breezes blow. Climb, climb up Sunshine Mountain, faces all aglow. Turn, turn from sin and doubting, look to God above. Climb, climb up Sunshine Mountain, you and I. You know why it talks about sunshine? And the sunshine being in our heart and climbing up Sunshine Mountain? Because that's where we need to live as Christians, on the positive side. I like this song, Walking on the Sunny Side of the Street. The Bible says this, Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless you, and whosoever curses you, I will curse, and all the people on earth will be blessed through you. You are a Christian. If the people are not being blessed in this world, it may be our fault. I believe in laying hands on people. God tells us to do that. I believe in blessing people. I believe in touching people. And sometimes, especially these children, when they come around, I try to touch their heads. Why? Because I believe that I'm special. No, I'm not special. He's special. And I believe that He works in us as Christians. And I believe that there is something that we feel and something that we can pass on. Just as sure, Angie, as you can pass on the measles. And I had them three-day ones, and I had the old-fashioned ones, and I had chicken pox, and I had mumps. And so help me, I'll take a shot. One of these. Shame on you. I have a friend, he's superintendent of schools over at Pettisville, and I went to see him not too long ago. He said, do you remember when you had the old-fashioned measles? I was the only one that could come and play with you because I'd already had them. I said, yeah, and do you know you're the only one I didn't want to see because you gave them to me. You know what? We laugh. But when you have joy, you do laugh. And it isn't a joke. It's because we pass on that peace that passes understanding. You can't have joy until you have peace. And you can't have peace until you have hope. And you can't have hope without Jesus Christ because the things of the world are just too negative. There is nothing in this world that can overcome the negatives of this world rather than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Acts 3:25, and likewise all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and his successor onward also announce these days. It is you who are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant of God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. For you first, God raised up his servant and sent him to bless you by turning every one of you from your wicked ways. He said, in you every nation shall be blessed. And you know every promise in the book is mine. And that means that every nation in the earth will be blessed through me. Every child of the earth will be blessed through me. Every person in the church will be blessed through me, be blessed through you. Every family member of yours will be blessed through you. How long has it been since we actually blessed somebody? And I'm not talking about walking over and saying, bless you, Michael. I'm walking over to say you did a really good job on the piano today. I mean, you had it talking. And look at this young man over here. Look how he did on the piano today. And that's the truth. You did great. And look, there's such your teacher. Who would have thought that lady could have taught you that? That's what we call encouragement. And it isn't lying. It's telling the truth. But it is looking for that which is good. I would pray that everyone that sings here, everyone that plays an instrument here, before you get out of church any Sunday, that you thank them for what they have done and bless them for how they have touched you. I get a lot of it at the back door. Sometimes people don't like what I had to say. We get rid of them. No. We bless them. Bless their heart. Isn't it good to have fun in church? Life in Christ is always fun because it's always positive and it's always above our circumstances. In the same way, Matthew 5:16 says, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father which is in heaven. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind. That's what he's telling us. You complete God's joy by being of the same mind that he has. Having the same love, being of full accord in one mind. Do nothing from rivaling, conceit, but in humility, and count others more significant than yourself. Let each of you look not unto his own interest, but also in the interest of other. Have this mind among yourselves, which is in Christ Jesus. And he said, and God is able to make you all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things and all times, you may abound in every good work, as it is written, he has distributed freely, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seeds to the sower and bread for the food will supply and multiply your seed for the sower and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. Do you want to be blessed? Be forgiving. And I'm not talking about just reaching in your pocket. I am talking about just reaching out your hand of love and concern for someone and giving them something. And that is just a word of encouragement. That's not too hard, especially when God gives us an encouraging heart. Out of the highways and byways of life are many weary and sad. Carry that sunshine where darkness is Rafe, make sorrowing glad. Tell the sweet story of Christ and his love. Tell the powers to forgive. Others will trust him if only you prove true every moment to live. Give to as was given to you in need. Love as the master loved you. Be to the helpless a helper indeed until your mission is true. In the midst of depression, Lord, give me words to say. Little deeds of kindness to send them on their way. A carrier of goodness. That's what I want to be. I just want to be a little light so someone else can see. Lord, make me a blessing. Make me a blessing today. Out of life, may Jesus shine. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. The waitress that waits on you, or the waiter, you need to be a blessing to them. It doesn't hurt to tell them to tell the cook they did a good job. It doesn't hurt to say thank you when someone opens the door. Be a blessing. I gave somebody a parking place yesterday, and then I had a hard time finding one. But it was a blessing, because that should be inscribed in our minds and our hearts. Lord, I want to be a blessing for you. I want to do something for you. Send me out of here with a positive mind. Help me never to talk negative about anyone or anything again. Wow. How that would change our lives. Let's stand. Our Heavenly Father, make us a blessing. Make us a blessing, we pray. Help us to reach out and touch someone. Help us to touch them today. Help us, Lord, to give them hope and a ray of your light, because there's nothing in us that we can do. But when we reach out and touch others, help us to do it for you. In Jesus' name, amen. While we stand, just before we sing, I'm going to just go right into this other one, because I promised to let them out early. They showed up with no snow. They can't wait to get out. Some are going to the golf course. Some want to be the first one to thank the waitress where they eat. There's an old, old song that when I was coming to church this morning started going through my mind, so I had Mary run it off, and I asked Michael to bring it up, and you can sing along if you know it, but some of you don't know the first stanza of this song. And you need to know it because Bill Cosby and Bette Midler will sing it. Bing Crosby. Who'd I say, Bill? Boy, I'll tell you, how the news gets into your head. Bing Crosby and Bette Midler sang it. And like I said, Heritage Church is different. You'll never get it anywhere else to hear. But here's what the first verse says. Gather round me, everybody. Gather round while I'm preaching. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm beginning. If you want to hear my story, just settle back, just set tight, while I start revealing the attitude of doing right.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.